Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
We should be grateful for that. And thank you as well for coming out. We are grateful for everyone and grateful for what God is doing in your lives, all the testimony of His goodness and of His grace. It reminds me of Psalm chapter 3, verse 5. Psalm 3, verse 5. Every day that we wake up, it's a testimony of what God has done, and so we should be grateful for it. Psalm chapter 3, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. He says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. That means that every time that you wake up, it should remind you, you didn't just wake up, and we shouldn't just take it for granted, but we should be grateful for the fact that we slept, we woke up because the Lord sustained us. It is because of the Lord's goodness that we are alive to see this very day. We woke up because the Lord sustained us. So since the beginning of the year, God has sustained us. Think about all the dangerous situations that sometimes in traffic, bad drivers. You're trying to drive well and somebody else is driving badly. And God saved you from an accident. It is by the mercy of God. It is by the grace of God. So we should be grateful. Thank God. We lay down and slept. We awoke because the Lord sustained us. Because the Lord sustained us. And all this month, we've been studying on praise and thanksgiving. And we'll wrap it up today. Again, it's one of those things that we can study on from now till Jesus Christ comes. But we've tried to hit all the high spots. And so we'll continue as well. Let's turn our Bibles to the text that we've been looking at all through this season. Psalm chapter 22, verse 3. Psalm 22, verse 3. Psalm 22 and verse 3. It says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. So when we praise God, or the other translation says He inhabits the praises of His people. And so, if you put that together with what He says, Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2. God inhabits the praises of His people. He says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And last week we looked at this. If you go down to verse 9, he says, for behold your enemies, O Lord, behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall bow. My horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears shall see the desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. But all this is tied to the fact that he says in the beginning, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. Giving thanks to God is a good thing. Singing praises to His name is a good thing. But one of the things that happens in praises, is that when we praise God, notice what He also says in Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. He says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. You will show me the path of life in your presence. Then earlier on, he's told you that God inhabits the praises of His people. And he's saying that in your presence is fullness of joy. You will show me the path of life, or you will reveal to me the path of life. So to access His presence, put that together also with what he says in Psalm 100 verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 100 verse 4. He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So if in his presence there is fullness of joy, and it takes thanksgiving and praise to access his courts and to access his presence, then we must make it a lifestyle. We must get to the point. And the key here is, when God is with you, it makes all the difference in life. Oh, you see, my Lord, God's presence is everywhere. Sometimes you may be in a house with somebody and you call and that person can answer far away from another room. Oh, but it's one thing also for the person to be right there with you and to answer the call that you are making to that person. So if he's saying that he is enthroned or inhabits the praises of his people, oh, then his presence comes into manifestation when we praise him. And if God be for you, who can be against you? No one can successfully stand against you. No one can successfully be your enemy when God is for you and when you have accessed his presence through thanksgiving and through praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In his presence, there is the fullness of joy. He will show me the path of life. If you want God to guide you and to reveal to you what you need to be doing at every point, what the areas of your life, what you need to do, I get into praise and to thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He inhabits the praises of your people. Oh, you remember, I mean, sometimes when you were young, if you went and picked up a fight and you ran away to the house, you may be in the street, you got into trouble and someone is chasing you, but you run quickly to the house, especially when you know that your parents are in the house. And some of the kids, they will stand there and say, "I dare you to come into my house. I dare you. My father is here. My parents, I dare you to come in, to come and take up a fight with me." Oh, when you are in the presence of God, oh, when he inhabits the presence of his people, when he inhabits your presence, nothing can successfully stand against you. David was one that was given to praise. In Psalm 34 verse 1, he says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." David was the one that we know conquered Goliath. When he encountered Goliath, his trust was in the Lord, his God. So long as he stayed with God, none of his enemies were able to defeat him. He kept winning and winning. The stone that from his sling wasn't what killed Goliath. It was the God of David that defeated Goliath. Amen. When that stone went out, I mean, naturally, our skulls even have protective measures in them. They can stay in the grave for a very long time. But when David was out there, he was saying that this person doesn't have a covenant with God. That person doesn't have a relationship with God. I have a relationship with God. I praise him at all times. I give thanks to him at all times. This Goliath, this enemy, will not successfully be able to stand against me. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then also, one of the things that happens when we praise God, when we endeavor to give God thanks and to give him praise, is that we access the voice of the Lord. We access the voice of the Lord. We access the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We access the voice of the Lord. And the voice of God is our access. It's our greatest access in the race of life. It makes all the difference. It makes all the difference when God is guiding our path, when God is guiding us on the path of life. Notice what he says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 31. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 31. It says, "You shall have a song, as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Notice what will happen as a result. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering tempest and hailstones. 31. For through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down as he strikes with the rod. But notice verse 29. He says, you shall have a song. 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 Not a complaint. Not an explanation. You shall have a song. When you, as in the night, when a holy festival is kept and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute, you shall have a song. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. And then he says, through the voice of the Lord, the Assyrian will be beaten down, or your enemy will be beaten down. Through the voice of the Lord. You see, being guided on the path of life, being shown what to do at every time, that is our greatest asset in life. From today, as you endeavor to praise God, I pray that may you never be stranded in life again where you don't know which time to go. You will hear his voice clearly through his word, and as he speaks to your heart which way to go, you shall have a song. 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 Jesus said, whatever I see him do, that is what I do. Whatever I hear, that is how I judge. He walked in step and in tune with the Father. He walked in step. And every child of God, John 10:27 talks about the fact that we are his children and my children. We hear his voice. We can hear his voice, but to access his voice, to access his leading, to access his directing, we must have that praise in our heart. Have that praise in our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, in Psalm chapter 29, verse 49, notice what he says about the voice of God. How precious his voice is. Psalm 29, 4-9. Notice how precious his voice is. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flame of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer gives birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says glory. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Oh, but to access his voice, it says, you shall have a song. You shall have a song. You shall have, because you see, the key here is, when you are full of praise, you are also full of joy. And without joy, it's difficult. Without joy, it makes all the difference, our perspective in life. We can be complainers, or we can be murmurers, or we can choose to always focus on God, on his goodness, and what he has done. Notice what he says in Joel chapter 1, verse 12. Joel chapter 1, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Joel chapter 1, verse 12. He says, the vine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Surely, joy has withered away from the sons of men. Notice the correlation between joy withering away and all the other things that have dried up and all the other things that have withered. For a farmer, this is a serious scenario. The vine has dried up. We looked at it earlier on in our series in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19 as well. There's something similar to that. But here he says that the vine has dried up. Then the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away. You see, that's where we get into problems. When we refuse to walk in joy, when we refuse to praise God, when we refuse to give Him glory, when we refuse to have a heart of gratitude, that we enter into an area of dryness. We enter into an area of dryness. Everything has dried up because joy has withered. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may you know no dry season again in your life as you make a choice to praise Him, as you make a choice to be joyful. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because in other places, it even affects our health when we are not joyful. He says a merry heart works good like medicine, even in some places. So even your health. Our health is by being joyful, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Joy has withered, and so there is dryness. Joy has withered, and so the fruits have withered. Joy has withered, and so all these things. And thanks be to God, we have the joy. We have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. One of it is joy. It's already in us. We have to release it. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We just have to release that joy from us. Notice what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, after he talked about some of the curses that will come on them and pursue them. Notice what he says about it. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47. He says that this is the reason that the curse will come on them and overtake them instead of enjoying the blessing. It says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. That is why he's saying that the curse will come on them and overtake them. Because they do choose not to serve God. Because with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. The abundance of everything. Where the earth is full of His goodness. The earth is full of His abundance. But oh, to walk in the blessings of God. To walk in what God has for us. We must not only serve Him. We must serve Him with joy and gladness of heart. Joy and gladness. Joy and gladness. Not murmuring and complaining. Notice what happened to the people that complained in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. That is why I'm staying away from it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting from verse 9, it says, "Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpent." Verse 10, "Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer." We're destroyed by the destroyer. Notice what happened. This was talking about the children of Israel when they left Egypt and were headed to the promised land. He says, he's comparing it to us. He says, let us not tempt Christ like they did. He says, they complained and they were destroyed. Oh, don't look at what you don't have. Give God praise and thanks for what you have. These people cost Moses his life. They did. They kept complaining. God gave them water. First, when they left Egypt, they said, "We remember the garlic, the good food that we used to have. God, you brought us into the wilderness to kill us, to destroy us." God gave them manna. After a while, they said, "We forget this manna. We've been eating manna day and night. We want meat." They kept complaining. Well, and at some point, Moses got angry with them, and instead of speaking to a rock, he hit a rock. So he's saying that, let us not be complainers or murmurers like them. They complained and they were destroyed. Let us serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, last week after I finished dressing for church, and I look at myself in the mirror, and then I said something. I said, no, don't complain. Thank God you have something nice to wear to church today. I'm not going to get on the complaining side. I want to be on the joy and the gladness and praise and thanksgiving side. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And another thing too also is that it's humility. It's humility to humility to give praise and thanks to God and to give glory to God. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. When we don't give thanks and praise to God, it's a sign of pride. Notice what he says, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 13, 15. He says, hear and give ear. Do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. While you are looking for light, it turns into the shadow of death and it makes it dense darkness. But notice he says, but if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Notice he says, hear and give ear. Do not be proud. For the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God. Give glory to the Lord your God. Give glory to the Lord your God. It takes humility to give praise and glory to God. To thank God and praise him for what he has done in our lives. Oh, he says, I will weep in secret for your pride if you don't do it. If you don't give glory to God, if you don't give him praise and glory, it takes humility to acknowledge what God has done in our life. Put that together with what he says in Psalm 149, verse 3. Psalm 149, verse 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Starting from verse 3 and onwards. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 149, verse 3. He says, let them praise his name with their dance. Let them sing praises to his name, to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord, notice verse 4. For the Lord, following praise. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. But he says, let them praise him with a dance. Let them sing praises to him. He takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble. You know, one who is humble enough to praise him, he will beautify with salvation. He will beautify with salvation. Oh, in this season, as you make a choice to be thankful, as you make a choice to make praise a lifestyle and be humble before God, in the mighty name of Jesus, anything in your life that doesn't reflect the beauty of Christ, the beauty of God, may God beautify it himself with his salvation, with his deliverance. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. In every area of your life that doesn't reflect the beauty of God, that doesn't reflect the excellency of God, may he beautify it with himself, with his salvation. If you believe that, say amen. Oh, let's continue. He says that let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Verse 5. Verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute judge on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Come on.
Praise the Lord.
And all it says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Verse 6, take your praise to another level. Take your praise to another level. Let the high praises of God, they will sing aloud on their bed. Let praise become a lifestyle with you all the time. Father, I praise you for saving me. Praise you and thank you for bringing me into the family of God. Praise you for the relationships that I have in my life. Thank you, Lord. Somebody said, I don't like my parents. I don't like my mom. Well, you can't change them. Praise God that you have your mom. Praise God that you have your parents. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But the key here is, it takes humility. It takes humility to praise the name of the Lord. It takes humility to praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then another thing also is, it is the fact that when we praise Jesus, when we thank God, we enter into an over and abundant blessing. Let's go to John chapter 6, verse 6. We looked at it last week, but we looked at it again in a different angle today. John chapter 6, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Praise and thanksgiving. He says, If starting from the previous, then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that this may eat? Verse 6, this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. He himself knew what he would do. He himself knew what he would do. Notice that phrase. He himself knew what he would do. Verse 11 says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. He himself knew what he would do. He himself knew what he would do. Notice again that when he took what he had, he didn't start what was presented to him. He didn't start with the complaining and the murmuring. Thanksgiving, we talked about this, is the key to supernatural multiplication. He took it, and can you imagine Jesus? He has the 5 loaves of bread and the fishes, and he takes this, and he says, what's this? This is too small. What are we going to do with this? These are a lot of 5,000 men, besides women and children. Oh, Lord. This is too small. What are we going to do with this? It's too small. We don't have enough. What are we going to do? No! That's what we do. Oh, look at what I have now. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. The key to getting out of your situation is to thank God for what you have. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He took it and he gave thanks. He took it and he gave thanks. He himself knew what he would do. He himself knew what he would do. He himself knew what he would do. The people are thinking about how much we need to spend to feed all these people. Jesus said, where are we to get bread? He himself knew what he would do. He took it and lifted it up to the Father and gave thanks. Father, I thank you for these barley loaves and these fishes. And it multiplied and fed all these people. But notice, the key we want to see here this morning is, verse 12 says, so when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. The other translation says, which was over and above. Over and above. Thanksgiving causes you to enter the realm of over and above. Over and above.
as you make Thanksgiving a lifestyle. Oh, don't worry about where you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you make it a lifestyle, I see you entering the area where you have over and above. Over and above. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. He started with very little. But as he gave thanks to God, it multiplied and fed all these people. Not murmuring and complaining. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then also, oh, glory. Somebody said, would you ever run out? No, by the grace of God, I don't. Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. We want to be people that are grateful, people that praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. This is an interesting story. Thank you, Lord. This was when Jesus was on his way to be crucified. He says, then the multitude who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So now they are praising Jesus. Notice, verse 10 says, and when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Verse 11. So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. But notice what he did as well. They went, the verse 12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. But it started with a praise. It started with a praise. Hosanna to the Son of David. It started with a praise. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And the whole city was moved. God inhabits the praises of his people. The whole city was moved. And he went into the temple and cleansed it out. And in the New Testament, we know that you and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, so when we begin to praise the Lord, when we begin to praise the Lord, he inhabits the praises of his people. He takes pleasure in his people. He goes into his temple. And if there is sickness in there, he will say, this is my temple. This sickness doesn't belong in this temple. This addiction doesn't belong in this temple. Now that everything that is in our life that doesn't please the master, he will go in there and cleanse it all. Get out of my temple. Get out of that temple. Get out of that temple. Oh, he went in there and cleansed out. In this season, in the mighty name of Jesus, anything in your life that doesn't glorify God, oh, anything that may be in your body, that may be in your life, that doesn't glorify the Lord Jesus, as you praise him, as you endeavor to yield that temple to him and give it to him in praise and thanksgiving, I see him flush it out. And cleanse it. Amen. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Oh, that's Jesus. That's what he does. Oh, his temple is supposed to glorify him. It's not meant for sickness and disease. It's not meant, it's whatever cannot be found in him, he doesn't want it is in his temple. But praise him. He will come in there and take over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's wrap up with this. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Notice, it will show you one of the mysteries or the key in praise. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Acts 16, 25. It says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Notice, if you stop at praying, they've done their praying. Oh, but they are still in captivity, and this was when they were captured for preaching the gospel. Their feet are still in stocks. They are still in captivity. They are still bound. They had prayed. Notice, but they sang praises to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, God inhabited the praises of his people. Suddenly, there was a great quake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loose. Notice that the answer came when they prayed. The answer came when they praised. The answer came when they praised. When they prayed, they were still in captivity. Oh, but when they began to praise, God inhabited the praises of his people, and the place shook. The power of God was made manifest. Oh, there was a woman. She was very sick. And she had prayed. She was at the point of death. She had prayed and prayed. You see, sometimes we are behind on our praise. She had prayed, but she was still in captivity. She was still sick, almost to the point of death. And one day she saw a vision. And there were two vessels. One of them was very full. One of them was empty, and it was like a scale. And God said, you have prayed and prayed. This side, the one that is full is your prayer. The one that is empty is your praise. You are behind on your praise. When your praise catches up with your prayer, you will be healed. Oh, what did she do? She got busy. She got busy on the praise. She began to praise for 3 days and nights. Praise you, Lord. At the end of the 3 days, she was completely healed and delivered to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas were in chains. They prayed, nothing happened. Oh, but they realized that God inhabits the praises of his people. They switched to praise. And when they began to praise, God inhabited the praises of his people and shook that jail, and they were completely set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter the captivity that you find yourself in, or you may have prayed, don't just pray, begin to praise. Begin to praise. Begin to give him thanks. And as you do that, you will step in and move on your behalf. It says, and the whole city was moved. The whole city was moved. This morning, let's be people that give praise. Give praise. That give praise and glory to God. God will inhabit our praises. Notice what he says in Psalm 114. Thank you, Lord. Verse 7. Thank you, Lord. Oh, someone said, I thought you said we were wrapping up with that. The Apostle Paul said finally in Philippians, and he wrote one chapter. And I happen to be named after him. So finally. Psalm 114. Oh, it's so good we can read from verse 1. He says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, or praise became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills, the little hills like lambs. What else you all see that you fled? O Jordan that you turned back. O mountains that you skipped like rams. O little hills like lambs. Verse 7, notice as a result, Judah was a sanctuary. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob.
He's saying that when Israel went out, praise was a sanctuary. The Red Sea fled. The mountains came like ram. The impossible became possible because Judah was his sanctuary. And trembled thou, O earth, at the presence of God. That's exactly what happened in the jail. The earth trembled at the presence of God, and Paul and Silas went free. Oh, I see you going free this morning. As you make praise a lifestyle, nothing will be able to hold you. He talks about mountains. He talks about the sea. He's talking about impossible circumstances here. Turn around as a result of Judah, or praise. That's what Judah means. Praise became his sanctuary. I pray that praise and thanksgiving will not just be something that we do, one day out of the year, but it will be something that we make a praise a lifestyle. Think about all the times that God delivered you from death, from dangerous situations. When you were in the well, somehow you can see the hand of the Lord, the providence, the hand of God in your life to bring you up to this point. And as we continue to praise him, the balance or whatever remains, he'll continue to reveal himself to us. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Oh, this morning we are going to set some time up to praise and thank him. Don't just do it because I'm saying it, but do it from the bottom of your heart. Let's close our eyes this morning. Thank you, Lord.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.